both Stafford, Bufflin, and Postma being forwards as well here today?
Okay, so, well, we'll start. Matty Perreault's got a significant lower body injury. We would be hopeful that he'll return by the end of the regular season. If he does, it won't be much sooner than that. Drew's day-to-day. He'll take the morning skate tomorrow. If he feels good, he'll play. Buff's fine. Postia needed a forward up there. We've called up Klingberg. Carl Klingberg will join us in Washington.
Where are you going to miss Matthew Perreault the most?
Well, you know what? The obvious parts are the power play and some of his five-on-five offense, but what I think he brings more than anything is the style of play for not a big man. So we've talked about being big and fast, but if there's anybody on our team, I don't know that there's another forward that gets on the puck the way he does, the forecheck. And he's not running guys through the boards, but he does it our way differently because he's not 6 foot four. But he gets on that puck as well as any forward that we have, and he gets in on the forecheck, and he creates a lot off that intensity. That's what we'll miss, that intensity level from him. That's the thing that I don't know that we were surprised by it. We knew that was part of his game, but he's just so incredibly effective getting on the puck, creating loose pucks, driving our forecheck without being a big, strong man. Oh, he's a strong man. I apologize. I'm going to take some heat from that. Very strong, just not tall.
Team up front, I would think it's safe to say to begin with. Where does this, how thin does this leave you?
Well, we have a huge advantage, literally and figuratively. That Dustin Bufflin can transition up front and then be a powerful force. So we've lost the top six forward in Matthew and now put one back up. And the value of adding Tyler Myers comes to the forefront now. He and Toby, good chemistry in the game, and then even, you know, great today as a pair out there in some of the stuff we're doing, developing chemistry. Those are both big minute guys. So it allows us then to, and we'd like Dustin on the blue line because we really like the way that back end looks then. It allows us to do something like this with hopefully no drop off in our play.
If Klingberg plays, where do you want to play him?
On the wing, as a forward.
With who? Do you know yet? Or?
Yeah, I mean, he'll come in and play with Jim Slater to start. And we'll go from there. And then the puck will drop.
Why him then?
Our understanding, he's the best guy coming out of there right now. He's, I think, 15 goals. So he's found a little touch, a little confidence. You know what? And then here goes back. We haven't had a tremendous number of injuries up front, and we've had some depth here. And then sometimes it goes back to what you remember about a guy's training camp. And he worked as hard as anybody. I mean, he made a great impression in training camp. And then he's carried it on with his play in the American League. So you can say he's earned it right from the start.
How comfortable are you then with this long-term? It's fairly long-term.
It's right? A long-term injury.
Yeah, or would you expect a move?
I'll coach the guys that we have. I mean, you never like losing anybody long-term. But we've survived it before with three or four guys going down long-term. And again, how long Dustin Bufflin stays up. When Drew comes back, we'll have to make a decision if we have enough depth up front to drop Dustin back to the blue line, and then we'll see what happens.
Is Michael Hutchinson just maintenance? Or?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
How far is Matt Hollister?
Early February, we expect him. I've done that about five. Early March is when we expect him back. So a couple of weeks probably.
I know you've talked about it before, but just the uniqueness of Dustin Bufflin to play both and be dominant at both.
Yeah, and you know what? So we could talk at length of that. What's been great is, you know, he's smart. So when he saw the guys leaving the ice, he was probably wondering if he was going up front last game. But when I talked to him today, he didn't even joke around. And he said, whatever you need. And he's willing to do that, and you see it in his play. Like, there's no drop-off. He'd prefer to play defense, but he goes out and competes as hard. He's trying to win hockey games. He's been a great, great leader in our room. And everybody knows Dustin would like to play D, but he doesn't make anybody pay for it when he's got to go up front, you know. He'll just yell at the defense for not passing the puck better is all.
I thought on Washington, and specifically Ovechkin, he's having it's hard to say he's having a resurgent year because he's so good, but he's having a great year.
You know, he's fit into that team. He always felt that maybe in the past that he got a little bit singled out for some failures as a group. You watch them play, they're playing the team game now. Barry's done what he did in Nashville. He's got a system in place. It's fairly similar to the style of game that Nashville plays. They're capable now of playing a real strong defensive game if they need to. They've got a line put together for that. If they need the fair line to go out and check a little bit, they can. They've got good skill. They've transitioned some kids into their lineup that are effective, and their goaltending is back. It seems like wherever he goes, he gets great goaltending, but a big part of that is playing a real good structured game. Washington was always valued by their offense. You know, that was the hallmark of the team. Could they score enough to beat you? But now they're just a really good, solid team. They play a great team game.
Is that any coach's biggest challenge for any team, is to get them to buy into the system that you see will make them successful?
Yeah, I think what Barry's done, though, is I don't know that it's the, you know, he's going to coach a team one way. I think he's valued the offense that they have there. He certainly hasn't pulled them back to play well. But I never felt that in Nashville, and everybody accused him of being a defense-only team. They were the hardest forechecking team we played against last year in terms of how aggressive they were. They just didn't finish a whole lot. Here he can do those things, but he's got a lot of finishing.
Some would say you've done the same thing. You've evaluated what you've had and put in a system that makes them the most successful they can be.
Well, we play a game that we can be good at because of how we're built, but what we needed to get good at here more than anything was just the foundations of the game, the basics of hockey that don't change regardless of the coach or the quality of talent. You've got to have five guys when they don't have the puck working at a certain level. And we got good workers. We got guys that'll compete hard and battle hard, and that's what we're good at. We got time. Not much, but go ahead.
You guys have done well this season in overcoming some injuries. Does that bode well going forward now in crunch time?
It's good in the memory bank. We dealt with our injury adversity really well. So when a guy goes down, it doesn't shake up your room. We've seen it enough. And good character, good leadership, all those things. But Dustin Byfuglien has a key piece in all of this. Being able to go from forward back when all our D went down and we were as good, maybe better at times. And then when we get a little beat up front, that he goes. He's the reason that I think that we've handled our adversity so well in our injuries.
I wanted to ask you about Dustin. You talked about his leadership this year. Have you noticed something different in him and in him being able to play more to his potential, it seems, than ever before?
So no difference. I thought when I got here, I'm going to talk too much on this one. Okay, so you've got players like Tyler Myers and Drew Stafford coming out of a difficult situation, and it's hard on those guys because those are the players that are expected to get you out of trouble. And then it was a difficult situation we got here. It wasn't just Dustin Byfuglien, but Ladd, Wheeler, Little. All the bigger name guys were under heat to get them out of it. As far as a personality, a work ethic, a willingness to be a real good teammate, that's always been there. He's always, as a coach, like he has fun coming to the rink. Probably doesn't want to hang out in the gym as much. He'd rather play first, practice second, but I'm not sure that I know too many guys that's not true of. Loves to play. And clearly his value, I mean, he feels like an important part of the success or any success that we've had, and he should. And that's a good feeling. Right, it's just so much better than having to answer what's wrong and not having an answer, because he's the guy that you were asking that question to. Now he can be a part of the, what's good.
Is there something for a player? Is there something special when they realize that they can be a key part of a team being successful? Does it mean something though? There's only 30 teams in this best league in the world, and you're one of a handful of guys who could be a difference maker. Is there a point where you mature and you kind of, it clicks, I could be a difference maker?
Yeah, that's true for all players. It's also, there's a point when you look at a young player comes in and he realizes, I should be in this league, I belong here. It changes how they approach their opponents, you know. And then when you get a guy that feels like he can be the difference in a game every time he goes out, but doesn't have to be because there's enough good players around him, then you get the framework of what a team should be.